Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my trusty co-host, Stephen Julian.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you this morning?
I'm feeling trusty. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing good. I like to see the excitement and energy in the
Absolutely.
Morning. You've had that coffee.
At least three cups, so I am ready to go.
How's the family?
Wonderful. Yeah, we've had a little break. This is, I've missed you, Mike. Why are you laughing at that? I really have missed you. My family's great. How's your family?
Doing good.
Good.
And I did miss you, by the way, for the record.
Oh, thanks.
Let's get right to the program. Joining us on the show tonight, joining us from Anchor Home Mortgage is Wendy Brandt. From Future Security, it's David Post. And our regular contributor, life coach, life consultant, and the founder of Reinvent Yourself Seminars, Marie Frattoni, is with us today. We're going to start the show talking with Wendy Brandt. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Tell us all about Anchor Home Mortgage. You're a mortgage company, obviously, but tell us so much more.
Certainly. Thank you so much for having us on here. We really appreciate it. And it's a great opportunity to let everybody know what we do. We are brokers. So obviously we handle home mortgages. But as a broker, we are able to talk to everybody in the entire country and search out the best programs and really the best rates for our clients' needs. And the comparison I really like to give people is, and I'm going through this kind of right now, my daughter's in high school. And you think about colleges and where she might go. Obviously, you can think about what she wants to do, and you have to look at her grades, and you have to look at basically her portfolio. And you wouldn't just randomly drive around and pull into a college and say, here, let me fill out an application and see what happens. You'd obviously speak to a counselor. And that's really what we are. You know, you might have a certain credit score that works at one bank and doesn't work at another. You might have all different goals that maybe that bank can help you get to and not another. So the lending environment has become so incredibly confusing, unlike it was in 05 when it was wide open, that you need somebody there to really look at everything that is your goals and look at your current situation and find a bank that has a great rate for you, but also will actually get you to the closing table.
Tell us a little bit, Wendy, about Anchor Home Mortgage. How big is the company? How long has it been around?
Well, Christian Stockoff is the owner of the company. He has decades of experience, absolutely brilliant man, and he really leads us. He helps us find the banks that we need. The company is over 2 years old. We have about 15 to 16 loan officers right now. And so it's growing rapidly, really very rapidly, and we're in Alpharetta off of the 400. So.
Tell us about some of the programs you offer, some of the loans you can do, you know, some of the services and products that you have.
Certainly. Well, we really specialize in the HARP program, which is a program that helps people that are underwater in their homes. People have heard a lot about it. There's a lot of variation on who will do it, how they'll do it. And so when you come to someone with a HARP loan, you may work at one bank and not work at 10 others. So we really do specialize in that. Purchase market, of course, we work with certain boutique lenders that make sure this thing comes to a closing on the right day so there's no drama involved in that. A lot of legwork going into the front end there to make sure that we don't have a problem on the back end. I'm actually personally an expert in veterans loans and jumbo veterans loans, which a lot of people don't realize are available. And of course, FHA and FHA Streamline. And, the bulk of what we do, it often, especially for refinances, can be done with no cost to the borrower. Very often it can be structured like that. So we're pretty, I'm personally pretty well known for setting people up at a lower rate and there's no cost associated with doing so. So it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, why wouldn't I do that? You know? So.
That seems like a good thing to be known for, Wendy.
Yeah, exactly. I enjoy being known for that.
Wow, that's a good thing to be known for. So you mentioned 05 and kind of how the mortgage industry has changed. I think sometimes if I look at myself as a refinance candidate, or let's just say I'm a home buyer, I think a lot of times in the past, the realtor says, hey, I'll take care of the mortgage person, mm-hmm. and you don't have to think about it. what should I as a consumer be thinking about when I go to talk to the mortgage person? And on top of that, are there any good questions that a consumer should be asking whoever they're sitting at the table with as a mortgage person? And then how would you answer those questions?
Certainly. And the truth is that the mortgage person should be asking you a ton of questions. I recently had a call as recently as 2 days ago where a customer who didn't actually know who I was, they heard about me just a few days ago, had started the process with a bank. And the bank basically took her information, not unlike an order at McDonald's, you know, this is my name, my social security number, whatever, looked up a few basic parameters and she got a pre-qualification letter. And, frankly, I don't think the loan can be done. I don't think she should have been pre-qualified. There was several hours of work that had to go into the front end of that loan that didn't go into it. And as a result, there's a contract out there and it probably isn't going to close. There's probably going to be a problem because somebody didn't do the right work, ask the right questions, really run them through the system in its entirety. Even what I would do in that particular instance, as I told them, is I would have had an ear of an underwriter and literally sent the particular pieces that were problematic to an underwriter and say, you know, is this something that's going to work or is it not? Because there are things that fall under underwriter discretion. And if that's the case, someone like myself might blast that scenario to six underwriters at six different banks. And one underwriter might be fine with it, and another underwriter might say, there's no way I would let this through. So it's really hours of work on the front end, and there's no upfront fees. You know, all of our consultations are free. All those services are free. So to not take advantage of it and to just walk into a bank and hope that it's going to work, it's really comical at the level we're at with loans. Really a comical kind of approach to, just like I said, you'd never take your child around, get in a car, and pull up to any university not knowing if she can get in, not knowing if they have the program she needs. You'd research it. And the banks don't have the ability to do that because they only can research what they do, which is a speck on the map of what's available. So... and that actually goes even for the super well-qualified borrower. Let's say you have an 800 credit score and you want to put down 20%. And, you know, you got nothing to worry about. Anyone's going to take you. That may be true. But you may be going into a bank that requires 25% down on a jumbo loan, for example, whereas another company requires 10% down. Nothing to do with your 800 credit score. So within the parameters of the perfect borrower, you still might be at the wrong bank for you for your goals. Make sense, kind of?
Absolutely.
We're talking with Wendy Brandt with Anchor Home Mortgage here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Wendy, obviously for anyone that's looking to qualify for a loan right now, there's a lot of paperwork involved. The industry has obviously gone through a lot of changes over the last 5 years. Unless you've been, you know, living in a cave, you know there's been a lot of changes in the mortgage industry and the banking industry and so forth. What kind of advice would you give somebody who's getting ready to apply for a mortgage? I would think you would say, listen, there's, you know, it's going to be a lot of hoops maybe to jump through, but just don't question it. Just do it, because I can't say, oh, well, you're asking for too much paperwork. I'm going to go to the bank down the street. It's going to be a little bit of the same everywhere as far as the application process.
That's correct.
It used to be you walked in and you gave your name and you're approved. It's not like that anymore.
That's correct. And the best analogy I can give you for that is in 05, loans had two legs to stand on. The appraised value of the home, which in 05 was never a problem, whether they were, you know, pulling an automatic value or running out there to the house. The other leg it had to stand on was a credit score. And anyone walking in there with a credit score and any kind of value is going to get a loan, whether it's refinanced or they're going to buy or anything like that. And honestly, any kind of equity in the house wasn't even necessary. I mean, as long as the house appraised, they'd give you 100% loan to value. Now there are three legs to every loan, unless there are, and I'll get into it, but there are specialty streamline programs where they don't look at your income. But for the most part, you are looking at three legs like a tripod, and they all have to be in place. One is credit score, and how good your credit is and whether we can improve it is a whole thing I could spend an hour on by itself. So there's the credit score is number one. There's the value of the home is number two. And number three is the income. And that's the one that you hear the most about, because for many, many years, there was stated income loans where you just basically walked in, told them what you kind of sort of thought you made. You didn't produce tax returns. Nothing was verified. That was a good portion of the problem. But what's interesting is stated income loans have been around for years. People didn't run around and go get them until they thought they could buy a home and flip it in 2 years. and make money. When the stated income loan was around for the self-employed borrower who was, you know, buying their primary residence that they intended to raise their family in, the foreclosure rate on those loans was much lower than the stated income loan to go buy 10 condos in Florida with no intention of ever running them out or living there. Does that make sense? So those are the ones that have gone really by the wayside. Now, that being said, an FHA streamlines, certain veterans streamlines. You don't have to qualify via income. There are still certain programs out there if you already have the debt that you can get around that. But it's much more rare. And certainly from a purchase point of view, absolutely no way to get around the income at all.
What about, and we may have a lot of business owners that are self-employed. Mm-hmm. Are there programs specifically for self-employed folks?
Not really anymore, because the way they're going to view that income, it's a simple calculation. They're going to look at your income for the last 2 years on your tax returns, okay? And what they're going to do is if it's declining, they're going to use the most recent year of declining income, and that's your income. If it's going up, they're going to average the last 2 years. And for the most part, you're looking at debt ratios of only 45 or 50%. So what that means is if you show $50,000 in income on your personal return and you're self-employed, all of your debts combined can only come up to $25,000 a year, if that makes sense. The problem with a lot of self-employed is they're grossing a large amount and their personal returns are showing a very small amount. And in years past, when it was stated income, that wasn't an issue because they never looked at the tax returns. Now they're looking at the $20,000 you declared, and that's your income. And as you can imagine, that doesn't qualify you for much of anything. And that's pretty standard across the board now, and that's why you hear so much of, oh, the self-employed borrower can't get qualified. It's because the tax returns don't support what they need to buy or what they want to buy, if that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Wendy Brandt from Anchor Home Mortgage. Wendy, you mentioned at the beginning that Anchor has now been here for about 2 years. Clearly, I'm guessing you have not been doing this for just 2 years. The knowledge is coming through. The passion is coming through. Apart from those two things, what else sets you and Anchor apart? Because there's still even, and it's funny, you've mentioned 05 a couple times, and I'm sure it's 05, and things have changed drastically, but there's still a lot of mortgage companies out there. So what makes Anchor different?
Certainly. And it's funny because I personally wasn't in the industry in 05, and I'm still trying to figure out how those that were aren't retired. But nonetheless, what makes us special, and I'm going to tell this story because it paints the picture. When I interviewed for a position, most recently before I came to Anchor, I was offered several jobs, and I didn't take them because the knowledge was not there within even the broker world. I was bringing scenarios to them that I was getting from the Chamber of Commerce or from my my neighbors and my friends, and they had complicated scenarios. And I would interview, and in the interview, I would present what I was theoretically currently working on, and they didn't have an answer as to where it would go. It was really quite shocking. As I said, the company is over 2 years old, but the owner of the company prior to this had another company that he grew to enormous levels, and then he branched out and started his own. So it's really the knowledge that comes from the leadership. It, you know, anytime I ever hear about anything and I go to him, for example, I had a bank recently come to me at a chamber event, and they offer the HEART program that we offer, and they do it from a wholesale level. So again, wholesale level pricing is usually better than retail. And I went to him and I said, "Have you heard of this bank? They offer this great program. It's one of the programs we need the most. And we have another bank that does it, but I was just offering it to him." And he goes, "Yes, that bank offers that program that we have at about a half a point higher than we offer it. So we don't work with that bank because yes, the program's there, the pricing is not there." So that's his job. It's not my job to kind of run around and figure out which banks offer the best programs. He does that all day. We, on the other hand, get fed the information so that when the customer calls us, we know where to go. And that is so fluid that we actually had a lunch and learn once with a bank who was there telling us all about this great program they had, which was a very, very needed program at the time in the marketplace. And we were all very excited. And I went back to my office and was thinking, oh, my gosh, I've got my three-ring binder of all these people that need this. I'm so excited to call them. Well, I had not digested my food from the lunch and learn when they had pulled the program. So you sometimes have banks offer something and pull it within literally days. So it's constantly moving. It's a lot of work on the part of my broker to make sure we are all at, we are top of the news of everything available. And he does that to an extraordinary level. So,
Wendy, let me ask you one last question. You talked earlier about the credit score, how important that is. I understand you can help with people's credit scores. I've heard you talk about that in the past. Talk about maybe some things that you can do to work with people who might say, I'm not sure if my credit score is good enough.
Certainly. And not only good enough, but there's a more often than not, there's an error on someone's credit report. That's very commonplace. I mean, even when I went to purchase my home, I expected my credit to be impeccable, and I wasn't in the industry at the time. This is going back several years, and there were 7 errors on my credit report. And when I fixed the errors, which was a lot of effort, but when I did, it went up to 760 or 770, which is where I expected it to be in the first place. So what we always tell people, it's a free consultation. If you're looking to buy or looking to refinance, the first thing we should do is look at the credit. Number one, is it correct? Okay. If it's not correct, there's a lot of things that we can help you do, and there's no cost to this, to improve it. So when we look at your score, we have a couple of methods. Some are obvious, where we'll be like, okay, you need to do this or that, and that's going to correct it. We also have a simulator. So let's say you have $5,000 and you can pay down certain credit cards. Well, how do you know which ones to do? How do you know which ones are going to improve the score the most? The simulator will tell us, and it will actually print out a plan of how much to pay down each card, and that will, in essence, change the score by X number of points, which we can show you. It's really quite extraordinary. So we do all that for the customer, again, on the front end. But I can't stress enough, we don't want to be doing that after the offer has gone in on a home. We want to be doing that right, you know, as soon as possible. So always call, work with somebody who's really knowledgeable and can help you get not only the home, but the best possible loan for your family.
All right. And for that individual that wants to find out more about Anchor Home Mortgage or wants to contact you and ask you some questions, what's the best way to reach you?
Certainly. My name again is Wendy Brandt from Anchor Home Mortgage, and the direct line is 678-679-7000. That'll take you to the main office desk. And again, we'd love to hear from anybody who would like a free consultation, wants some help to take a good step forward.
And the website would be?
The website is www.theanchorteam.com.
All right. Wendy Brandt from Anchor Home Mortgage, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Future Security, it's David Post. David is the president and CFO. We're going to talk about Future Security. We're also going to bring up and talk extensively about Care for Cops, a charity that David oversees. Good morning, David. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm just fine. How are you this morning?
Doing great. I want to start with your day job, if you will, Future Security. Tell us all about your company and what you do.
Well, basically, it's a 40-plus-year-old company that I started back in 72 while I was still a police officer.
What, were you like 3 years old or something?
No, I was about 25, 23. Well, actually, I was 20, almost 23 when I became a police officer. I was 25 when I started the company.
And so what kind of services do you provide to your clients?
Well, basically, what we provide is all types of consulting. We do some management consulting. Mainly, we're security consultants. We'll help them set up security programs, policies, procedures, rules, regulations, train their management folks on how to handle things like violence in the workplace, problem employees, employee theft, and those kinds of things.
So you are a former police officer, decided to start your own business, which is probably a little bit safer, I'm thinking. You don't have to wear the bulletproof jacket every day.
Well, actually, I still do that. I'm a reserve captain with the Gwinnett Sheriff's Department, and I've got about 30 guys that most of them are retired police officers, and we still do the same thing that all the rest of the police officers do. We just don't do it every day.
So you still get to lock up folks every once in a while?
Every once in a while, we still get to do that, serve some warrants.
The day is young, Mike. There might be some action going on for you later today.
Jeez. And with that, I want to kind of end the interview and hide. Companies, obviously, probably there's employee theft all the time. What are some of the more common things that happen that, you know, if you run a company that you should be on the outlook, you know, looking out for?
Well, one of the surprising things is that companies that provide some type of service, they may have a crew that's out supplying that service, using the company's tools or products, doing it on the side, getting paid on the side while they're still on the clock. We've had a lot of that going on. And I guess the thing that's surprising now, well, it's not really surprising, but it's happening a lot more, is we're used to have people that wouldn't even think of stealing. Now they've got relatives who have been out of work. They need to take care of their families. And now you've got a brother or a cousin or someone that's stealing to help a relative. So you have to really watch out now. And it's a lot more difficult than it was 15 or 20 years ago.
David, as a business owner, the idea of security, the idea of analysis and all that, it's so broad. Does it start with a conversation with you? Because I would imagine all they need, you've got all the questions lined up. You know exactly what to ask, where to go. Based on what type of business it is, you kind of know where to go and what rocks to look under.
Right. Well, every business has its own profile, if you will. From the CEO on down, they have their own personalities and they have their own set of challenges, and you have to understand that. And I guess in the last 40 years, I've probably worked in just about any kind of manufacturing, industry, hospital setting that you can think of, and they're all different, especially large family-owned companies. That's really unique.
Do you have a specific story you could share with us, a company that you went in and they thought, well, you know, everything's probably fine, probably, you know, being ripped off a little bit here. You investigated, found out they had no idea the length of what was going on.
Does he have a story?
Okay.
He's been doing this for 40 years.
Tell us.
Do you have one story? That's the question.
I'll just give you one story. We did work for a nationwide furniture supply company. And actually, we put some undercover people in there because they thought they had a drug problem, which they did. But what happened when we got in there is we found out that they also had a theft ring. And this particular company, and incidentally, I got them to change their policies, but they had a policy that if there was any damaged merchandise, that they would sell it to their employees for about 10 cents on the dollar. Well, they had a ring, and these fellows were taking orders, and you might have had a $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 piece of furniture that they took an order for, and what they would do is they would ask their customer which side of that piece of furniture was going to go up against the wall. They would damage that side of the piece of furniture, sell it for a third of what it cost, and they're buying it for 10 cents on the dollar. And that piece of furniture would be sold, and when they pushed it up against the wall, you wouldn't see the damage. So that they had a ring that was doing this constantly. So we went in looking for a drug problem, found a drug problem and a theft problem. The one thing that I've noticed over the last 40 years, you can have a theft problem and not have a drug problem. You cannot have a drug problem and not have a theft problem. You're going to have a theft problem if there's drugs involved.
You said something the other day about stupid people out there. What was it you said the other day that was kind of funny?
Well, Steven's
giggling, by the way.
I'm getting scared because it's probably going to involve me, but go ahead.
Now, what it was, you've heard the saying that you can't fix stupid,
right?
But you can catch stupid.
You can catch stupid and you can lock it up. All right, David Post joining us with Future Security. I know one of the big reasons you wanted to join us today is to talk about something that's close and dear to your heart, and that is Care for Cops, a nonprofit organization. Tell us all about Care for Cops. What does Care for Cops do?
Well, if you want to know how it got started, well, let me back up. The main purpose in our charter is that we help financially the families of Georgia law enforcement officers that are killed in the line of duty. That's what we do. And basically what happens is I don't know any law enforcement people that don't have an off-duty job to make ends meet. That's just a reality. And it's almost like being a police officer. You have to be called to be a police officer. It's hard work. There's no other job like it. There's not another dangerous job in the world like being a law enforcement officer. And about 15, 16 years ago, I was invited to be on a board of the Metropolitan Atlanta Crime Commission. I had been doing a lot of crime-related stuff in the city. I helped the Atlanta Police Department set up their very first commercial crime prevention seminars. And I was invited to be on this group with some chiefs of police, some high-level law enforcement people. And back in 99, several of us said, you know, we need to do something for law enforcement in the state of Georgia. And because of my law enforcement contacts, and they knew I rode a motorcycle. I ride a Harley, been riding since I was 13 years old. They said, well, let's do a police escorted motorcycle ride. And they said, we know just the guy to do, put it together. So anyhow, I got voted to put it together. And so we did our first police escorted motorcycle ride, had about 250 riders, worked out real well. Lake Lanier donated a pavilion for us, and we had biker games and a bike show and just all kinds of really neat things. Anyhow, about 3 years later, the director of the Metro Atlanta Crime Commission retired, and a new fella came in, and they kind of wanted to change directions. So they asked me if I would take over the charity on my own. So we did that. We got our own 501c3. And since then, we did a few more motorcycle rides. And then in 2006, we decided to do a golf tournament. So now we raise money through our Care for Cops charity golf tournament, which incidentally, this one is September 3rd at Sugarloaf Country Club. It's a great golf tournament. It's $150 to play. It's $100 to play if you're law enforcement or a firefighter. And a little story about that. I also do a presentation yearly for our Rotary. They asked me to handle that as well. And we do a public safety presentation to a firefighter, a Gwinnett deputy, and a Gwinnett police officer. And we give them a plaque and some money. And so it's really nice for me to make those presentations to folks that are still around. But the problem with law enforcement now, I think we took care of 10 families last year. It's a very critical time when you lose your husband or your wife in a line of duty death. What happens is the off-duty work stops. It may be weeks or longer until you get any insurance. Meanwhile, the kids still need to eat. They're in school. Mortgages still go on. It's a very traumatic situation. As soon as we determine that it's a line of duty death, we immediately send a check, which helps during that period of time. If they need more, they can call us. But it's a very worthwhile organization. We probably personally supported it the first 5 years.
Wow.
And now it's kind of supports itself.
It sounds like it's a lot of work by a lot of people that spend a lot of time, because you mentioned golf tournaments and motorcycle rides. About how many events do you have to do in a year to cover, you know, the cost so you can take care of these families?
Well, right now we're only doing one event a year, and that's the golf tournament. But each year we're getting more sponsors, more golfers, and it's been handling itself. The ideal situation would be to find a maybe one of the Fortune 500 companies that I work with to sponsor this thing on a nationwide basis. It'd probably take about $1.5 million a year, and this could be a nationwide program.
If you just go in and flash your badge and tell them you're going to lock them up if they don't, you know, write you a check, you know, use the power of the badge.
Well, if they know me, they usually laugh.
Oh, okay. You, Steve.
We're not laughing.
Steven looks, you know, very menacing. You might want to use Steven next time.
He's pretty menacing. The power of radio. Boy, you can say any lie you want, Mike. So the Care for Cops Golf Tournament, September 3rd, Sugarloaf Country Club. Obviously, you want people to play. For the business owners out there listening, what else can they do? What can they sponsor holes? Can they put a team together? Talk through, if I'm a business owner, how can I get involved?
Well, there are several levels. You can be an individual golfer. You can be a silver sponsor, a gold sponsor. You can be a hole sponsor. Right now we have one opening for a golf cart, beverage cart sponsor, which I believe is $750. So there are a lot of levels of sponsorship, or you can just put together a foursome or just come out and play and see what we can see more about what we do.
And I do have to ask, most first responders, police officers, firefighters, are they any good at golf?
Well, the ones that play are generally pretty good. And I want to mention this one little story. You know, firefighters are all heroes.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think God created police officers so they would have heroes.
Okay.
I tell that to my firefighter friends, you know, and I usually get
a little
snicker, but they know where I'm coming from.
All right. The charity is Care for Cops. Is there a website for Care for Cops, or is it just a phone number? If people want to, you know, donate or get involved, is it the best way just to reach out to you? Is there someplace on the web they can go to?
I can answer that, Mike. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, David.
Well, they can either call our office at 678-541-0954, or they can go to the website. It's www.care4cops.org.
See, it was on his card, Care 4. I like that, the number 4, cops.org.
All right. And as far as your company, David, Future Security, I think the website is future-security.net. And the phone number, if I may. Okay for me to read it, or you want
sure,
to read it?
Sure, go right ahead.
Let's see if I got this right. You tell me if I'm wrong.
If you're wrong, he's going to arrest you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, now the pressure's on. 678-541-0950.
That's it.
And I like the way earlier when he was getting out his business cards, he opens up his wallet. There's the big badge. Could I borrow that sometime, by the way?
Well, I have a little junior deputy badge that I can give you.
Well, why are you giggling down there, Stephen?
David, that's the best line on any show ever. That was awesome.
Deputy. I'll be a little deputy. I'll take it. It's more than I have now.
Mike, you're my little deputy.
All right. David, thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks for telling us all about Care for Cops.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio, noted speaker, life coach, life consultant, founder of Reinvent Yourself Seminars, and a regular contributor to the show, Marie Fratoni. Marie, do you have a badge that you carry around with you?
I have the red badge of courage for business owners.
That's all you need. You know, we've talked about a lot of different things specific to your company over the last couple of months, but let's get more general again about Reinvent Yourself Seminars. Just kind of give us a broad picture of what you do and what you can offer to individuals and to companies.
Well, I've been working as a coach and a corporate trainer for many, many years, mostly in the career segment, and I help people really take on and take charge of their life and create really happy, fulfilling careers and great lives.
How would you describe your client? If you could, you know, give me a snapshot of a typical client, or you know, who do you seem to help out the best?
Well, I work a lot with business owners, new and fledgling business owners that have been, you know, really kind of struggling to really monetize their business, make more money, and really, really develop their client market. It's been very fun. And in addition to doing that, you know, since we're not just one-dimensional and not just business people, it's really important to have a balanced life and make sure that people get to see their families and have relationships and have their health and well-being and all those kinds of good things. So we really help people to really rock it out and have a great time. The other area that I do a lot of work with is in the corporate sector, and I work with retiree clubs of major corporations and get to speak to them and really work with people to really appreciate that many people today are retiring at a very young age and they're not done yet, and there's things that they want to do and they sometimes don't really know who they are in life, so that we can help them to really define their life purpose and then find something that fits inside of that and really give them a whole new reason to get up out of bed every day and live a great life.
Of course, Gwinnett Business Radio, we reach out to business owners. We are, you know, Business Radio X is business to business. For those business owners out there, I understand you can do some coaching for business owners. How can you help them? If they're listening right now and I'm thinking, okay, I'm listening to Marie Fratoni, how can she help me? What do you bring to the table to the business owner?
All right. Well, I guess I think the first thing that I would say is I really bring some business savvy. I've been there. I've owned my own business since 1979, but don't tell anybody that. And, you know, I've seen the ups and downs. You know, I've had the skinny paychecks. I've lived on the skinny branches and, you know, worried about whether or not to make the mortgage payments, how's that's going to happen. And over the years, I've really developed a system that really is proven success, where I can teach those success skills to other entrepreneurs and business owners to really have something that's a little bit more balanced, a little bit more free-flowing, and where things stay in integrity and people really have some joy in their life.
So, Marie, you said you've been in business since – oh, wait, I'm not supposed to say that. You told me that too. So, as a business owner, how do I connect with you? That's one of the interesting things. You have the seminars that you do. You have the coaching that you offer. What are some of the entry points that as a business owner I should be looking for to get connected with you?
Well, I would say a couple things. One is certainly public seminars. And then I'm really out in and very involved in the community. I mean, I participate in a lot of things. I lead a women's professional development group in Norcross, Georgia. I participate and sometimes I'm a guest speaker at different chambers of commerce. And I speak sometimes at some of the career ministries that we have. I'm really well known. I've been a headhunter for many years and have had a very successful career there. And, you know, I'm someone that is like a go-to person to say, if they want to produce results fast, call Marie.
Do you find, Marie, that most individuals, whether they're business owners or they just want to maybe, you know, or they're just talking about their own personal life, they don't think they have an issue or have any problems or need any type of coaching until they maybe hear you speak and then they go, oh my goodness, I really do need some help and I didn't realize it.
Well, you know, there's a great adage that was said once many years ago, and it goes like this. You don't need to be sick in order to get better. So I think sometimes most people would always say, I could ratchet my life up. And I think if you're with business owners, if I just said the question, who would like to make more money? I mean, everybody's hands go up and sometimes people put two hands up. So that's really one of the ways to do it because, you know, we can't do everything by ourselves. I certainly can't do everything by myself. And so I have people around me that help keep me centered, focused, in integrity with things so that, you know, life is moving.
We're talking a little bit about your kind of the 50,000 foot view of your business. We're talking about all the different ways we can interact with you. I've heard, obviously, I've been here to hear all the content. I want to focus on one thing and I guess maybe put myself on the couch a little bit. When it comes to reinventing yourself, help me out a little bit with the yeah, but. You know, you hear all these great things. Yeah, you know, hey, I can help you rock your business up. I can help you go to the next level, make more money, those kind of things. And in my mind, I always think, yeah, but. And the yeah, buts are maybe excuses, maybe whatever. Help me out a little bit. You know, give me some free counseling. Sorry, I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity that with you sitting so close to me.
Well, it's great. I think, you know, each and every person has a yeah, but, and we all have that little gremlin that lives on our shoulder that says, you can't do this. Why do you think you're so special? Who's going to buy your services? How can you get really, you know, make a difference in a big market? We all have that. And I think once we identify the gremlins, I mean, we all have a self-talk, and we all have a whole series of self-talks. I am a trained expert in that area, and I can help you to really rewire and do some things that will really make a big difference, just as any of the Olympic athlete or high-performance coaches do with their athletes. I'm trained to do the same thing.
Fantastic.
Some of the things that we've talked about on past shows is the negative self-talk. You know, we always, you know, make excuses why we shouldn't do something. We've talked about the three stages of reinventing yourself, which have been wonderful. Most people out there, a lot of folks that I know, they're working all the time. You know, there's never quite enough time for the family or the kids. They're not making enough money. I mean, everybody, I think, you know, a lot of folks I know are struggling. I don't hang out with the CEOs and the big presidents and stuff like Stephen does at the country club. So, you know, the common folks, what would you say to them so they don't stress themselves to death? Is there some small little thing, that little nugget you can give them to maybe make their day just a little bit better?
Well, I think that one thing that I learned many, many years ago was to pull up my calendar the night before and to list the six most important things to do today. So that, you know, to sound kind of funny, it's like eat an elephant one bite at a time. Many people have heard that. The PETA people don't like that saying. So, you know, we say, you know, eat a birthday cake one bite at a time.
Then the fitness coaches don't like that.
But, you know, it's really you have to chunk it and you really have to look. I mean, all of us today, I think, if you're not busy, you're probably dead or something. And, you know, we have a very busy, fast-paced life. And I think what we have to do is really look at what's the most important thing that we need to accomplish and really take some time to strategically think about where we're going to take our next actions and commit to that.
So, Marie, let's go back to talking about business owners. Obviously, there's the coaching level that you can do, but focus a little bit more. You said something about working with larger corporations,
yes.
Some of their retired executives, retired employees. So So you're looking to, you have something to offer both the small business owner and the large business owner. So focus a little bit more on those larger businesses. Focus a little bit more on those Fortune 500 companies that we need to get to sponsor David's golf tournament nationwide. How can you help them beyond just the retiree? Are there other corporate trainings that you can do?
Yeah, there's lots of them. I mean, I've been in that world for a long time. The thing that I really want to focus is that I just know that a lot of people in corporate America hate what they do. I mean, just to be really frank.
And I wish you'd be honest with us, Marie. Come on.
And my audience is really finding that. Many of them are the C-level employees. And so I love to get access to them because they're, many people have a job and they are doing it for pay and benefits, which there's nothing wrong with that. But if you ask, I asked a restaurant owner the other day, it was a pretty big restaurant, very successful. And I said, you know, if money weren't an issue, time weren't an issue, and you could just get up in the morning and do anything that you'd want to do, what would you like to do? And I was shocked at his answer. And he said to me, I would do martial arts. And it was really interesting because I thought he would say, well, I'd open a new restaurant or I'd, you know, go travel and do food programs or whatever. It had nothing to do with what he was currently doing. So, you know, there's a way to make a living and then there's a way to have a life. And if you can make a living having a great life, and if you can have a great life while you're making a living, that's nirvana.
I believe just knowing you that you're making a great living with and having a great life as well. What do you enjoy most about what you do? And again, we're talking with Marie Fratoni, the founder, owner of Reinvent Yourself Seminars.
I think the thing that I really like most about what I do is I like to make a difference. And, you know, I've been a consultant in the human resource world for, you know, many years. I've really worked all over the world and I've worked with major companies. I've had a blast. I've had great jobs and I've been very, very blessed with that. And my contacts, connections, my information can be really very useful to people. I mean, I'm kind of a unique individual. And I'm also really very well trained in the technologies of transformational education. And that makes a big difference because when you pile that on top of information and then you add transformation to it, you have a major kapowee in the wonderful world of life.
Finally, Marie, we would be remiss if we let you go before asking you about your upcoming trip to Italy. Just give us a broad perspective of that, and let's promote that one more time.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, you know, most people, they love Italy. They want to go to Italy. And I've been fortunate enough to take one aspect of my program, and we call it Reinvent Yourself Italian Style. And this year, we have a trip coming up in September, the 21st to the 28th in Lake Garda, Italy, where we spend about 3 hours of the day in a course, a program, conversation, where I facilitate some exercises to really have something emerge for either a business owner or just anybody that wants to go and create something new for themselves. And the rest of the time of the day, we spend time visiting the lake towns and just having a great vacation. Drinking, you know, Prosecco and vino and sampling all the wonderful Italian treats and eating gelato and staring at the beautiful fashion and shopping and making friends. And I could go on and on and on and on and on.
Kapowee.
Kapowee. It ends in the vowel, so it must be Italian.
All right. That sounds pretty awesome. Okay, for those business owners, for those folks that want to reach out to you about either reinventing themselves, reinventing their life, reinventing their business, or want to know more about the trip to Italy, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
They can go to my website at www.reinventyourselfseminars.com. They can contact me through the website. And one of the things that a lot of people enjoy is I give them a complimentary session where they can really look at, map out their life, take a look at where they are, where they want to be, and look at if what it is that I offer might be a match for their journey.
All right. And also want to let folks know that, you know, Reinvent Yourself Seminars is a sponsor of Gwinnett Business Radio. So if you go to Gwinnett Business Radio, you can, you know, just click on their link there and it takes you right to the website. Marie, thank you so much.
And thank you as well. Thanks, guys.
All right. Marie Fratoni with Reinvent Yourself Seminars. Also a big thank you to our other guest, Wendy Brandt with Anchor Home Mortgage and David Post with Future Security. And also we talked about his charity Care for Cops. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. Make it good, Stephen. For Stephen Julian,
always happy to be your junior deputy radio host.
Thank you, sir. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.